So one of my favorite things is watching like history channels and documentaries and stuff like that. And there was something that I learned about recently. I think it was on, it might have been on Weird History, like on YouTube. But I was learning about how they were developing tech when it came, when electricity was like more available in homes. And just some of the crazy things that people used to make. And this obviously before like patents were, you know, like reviewed and invented or, you know, and given out and stuff like that. There was something in which somebody made a tablecloth that was lined with electricity. So it was like a tablecloth and then like a sheet of metal that you would plug into the wall and then a tablecloth on top of it. Hmm. And what they would do is that if you had like an appliance to, you know, like keep food warm or something like that on the table, you would just plug it into the tablecloth. Just like directly into the cloth so you could get power to the thing. After a lot of house fires, they decided that wasn't a good idea.
Can you believe our ancestors only had a life expectancy of like 30 years? It was weird.
Yeah, right.
Hey, the French aristocracy used to swallow uranium so they'd glow at parties.
That's right.
Yeah. Or just use lead in their makeup.
Yeah, lead in makeup. Yeah, it was
all nice and pale.
I hate life.
You just need some lead makeup.
Hey, yeah, those people better. Died horrible deaths for the
for their beauty.
Furthering of humanity, yeah. I guess.
No, it was just because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Let's all celebrate the heroes of people who made very dumb decisions with chemicals and electricity back in the day.
Speaking of characters that made dumb decisions.
Dude, how much health did you have when you stepped in that room?
I had...
Was it single digits?
I had 12 health.
You stepped into a room with a full health chimera with 12 health and thought, I'm going to cast a spell at it.
I'll hit it with moonlight.
Moonlight Pareko.
I expected you could take like a round of shots and then you just went down.
Yeah, it just like looked like, it looked at Benson and was like, fuck this guy. And just ran over and killed you in one hit.
And I
had a hard time hitting Benson, and then it said,
That being said, I did intimidate it that round.
Yeah.
Very successfully.
But it's like, I had such a good line. I was like, eat moonlight, bitch. And then I just whipped.
I don't even think dance with the
devil. Dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Uh-huh. You didn't even say that.
And by the way, we fought a chimera that was a break dancer.
Yeah.
Just to let other people know.
Yeah. Chimera, he just... kept dancing.
He was really three good. Lightning bolts. He dodged fully.
You ruined his career. I mean, you know, he was taking a sabbatical to, you know, come do some Dahok stuff, and he was going to go back to it. You know, he was going to become the star of Absalom's theater. But...
In all fairness, Adalar did challenge him to a dance battle, and he refused. We sure. could have
you
settled
shot
it
moonlight
the
at him.
Yeah, but
you were like,
no. I made the challenge. He continued tacking. All right. I don't know the rules of engagement, but that sounds hostile.
I don't know the rules of engagement, but I still challenged him.
His career as a street performer was on hold while he guarded the Fortress of Saros. He was going to be heading back to, I don't know, where
like, I'll say probably
I will just say a breakdancing chimera would absolutely go viral.
Can you imagine?
We'll just take out your smartphones and upload it to whatever.
You'll never believe what this chimera did.
People would pay Blink-182 level tickets to go see this chimera.
I want to see a chimera spinning on one of its heads.
it bounces on all three.
Yeah.
It does like the center, then rotates on the one. That
no,
on
see,
the
wow. it goes from the lion to the dragon. The scales make it a little easier for to spin, then it goes to the goat's horns and really starts spinning
fast.
Oh,
yeah.
The momentum going.
Like spout, and then spout fire while it's spinning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, then does
kill
breath
all
weapon.
The people watching. It's great.
You know, let's resurrect him. Let's bring him back.
Yeah.
We got a business plan.
This guy's got a name, right?
Adalar.
Bring him back.
Bring him back. Let me check my subscription with Avatar.
Please. Hey, this,
No.
We're within one round of combat. You can stabilize him.
Oh, my gosh. You're actually correct.
Oh, no.
What's his dying condition, Jake?
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm just going to cut off every single one of his heads before he can even do that.
We must save this artisan. Preserve his craft.
Putting this kind of talent in the ground. It's unjust.
It could be our main attraction, our Breach Hill B&B. B&B and C. We call it the BBC.
The BBC.
You could lock down so many contracts with nightclubs.
And Benson just like standing there going like, I don't think the castle is zoned for any of that.
Not yet.
You just have to hire a couple mages that know light.
We're level 8. We're a big deal. We can put pressure on the local government.
Wait, yeah, we're putting a nightclub in the castle?
A bed and breakfast and a nightclub at night.
Yeah,
nightclub.
There are multiple levels and multiple wings of it. So you could parse it out.
We have that cool room in the back with the pentagram on the floor.
That's true.
Yeah, that'd be a great nightclub.
Yeah,
it'd be like a vampire nightclub.
You know, we're going to bring so much economy to
Breach Hill. Secret doors.
just
speak easy for the bar.
Just need the blood sprinklers and it'd be fine.
Yeah, blood sprinklers.
Turn it into Blade.
We call the pentagram circle the breakdown circle. You're only allowed to breakdance there.
Oh.
Man, Mark, you reminded me of Blade, and that is a really good movie.
Yeah, it was. First one was great.
God, that was awesome.
I had some of the second one.
I'm excited to see what Marvel does with the Blade reboot. But
yeah, I'm sure they won't destroy it.
Oh, I didn't even know that they were rebooting it.
Yeah, I mean,
apparently the script was really bad and the director quit, so it's not great.
So,
they're like restarting, but they got a great actor.
Okay. Hate to butt in.
Wait,
but
it's not Wesley Snipes.
No.
He's like 50 years old now.
So?
Wait for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. There you go.
Sorry.
Chewing into the mic,
and
too.
Then you say sorry.
And then sorry.
Sometimes you gotta do
that. That means he doesn't mean that.
Sorry.
Well, I'm not sorry for pitting you against two chimeras.
Yeah, what were the CR of those babies?
You want to know? Yeah. CR 8.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Oh.
CR 8.
Creatures. Doable.
We're level 8.
Yeah.
It's like they're fighting one of our own.
No. CR 8 means it's a comparable fight for four.
For a level 8 party. So yeah.
two of them is what, probably level? A more severe combat.
Yes.
Honestly, if Kezzar didn't pull the other one off, that would have been much harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they would have just surrounded.
So Kezzar being alive right now makes no sense. Defies all logic.
It does.
But I also had never had any doubt.
You know,
I knew he'd live.
You know what's funny? The room says moderate 8.
Moderate 8? Okay.
No, that's severe.
That's not moderate. Wait, fuck off.
This is moderate.
When we get to the boss, we'll be like, yeah, it's just a CR 15.
It would have been severe had there not been doors we could keep closing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. And then they get pissed off enough that they just rip the door off the hinges.
But
the B-boy chimera politely opened the door. You have to respect that.
Yep.
He
spoke in old Brit.
Well, he didn't have it closed in his face for 3 straight rounds.
That's true.
The other guy was like, fuck this door.
I'm done.
So let me go ahead and read the room now that the dust and flames have settled.
Wait.
What?
I'm on the wrong side of the wall.
Yeah,
I'm still in combat. I don't know what's going on.
Kezra ran away.
To shoot a lightning bolt through the wall.
You could probably break the wall.
I teleported to the wall. And the combat ended afterwards. So I'm still fighting.
So for the three of you, the room is more elegant than any of the others. This room is more elegant than any of the others within the fortress, covered with fine inscriptions, geometric patterns, and an exquisite calligraphy.
Well, you're rolling there, Kel.
Yeah, you're not in the room. What are you talking about?
I rolled an 8, so I teleported
you back.
I teleported back in the room, and I just launch a ray of frost at his corpse.
I got him. He's dead because of me.
Yeah, rolled an 8, so I'm back in.
All right, you're back in.
So the chimera is dying too.
Shut up. Just shut up.
The chimera, you critically hit and it goes instantly to death.
No.
Never break dance again. Dodge this, bitch.
Never gonna dance again. Yeah.
What do you guys do in this room?
Cut off the rest of the heads.
Can I come back in the room?
You are back in the room.
Guys. I know, but I can't move me.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys do now that you are in the room?
Cut the rest of the heads off. Not letting Tim do anything.
Can we roll some knowledge checks on these things?
Sure. Sure.
Things that are already dead?
Arcana or nature?
Arcana or nature is fine. Yeah. They are beasts, but because they have a dragon head, I'm sure dragon lore
nature
or something like that will do
skill
something.
Isn't good.
I do have lore dragon.
26 nature.
Oh, wow.
Can
I rolled well.
For the stuff on the wall, could I roll religion for that?
Let me do Mark's check first, because it was a DC 26, actually.
Holy shit. Cool.
Damn it.
The Chimera is an archetypal example of an unnatural monster made up of a monstrous mix of wildly different component creatures. In this case, a lion, a red dragon head, and a goat. Wild, hateful, and hungry, it tries to eat any creature it sees, but sometimes a strong-willed master is able to compel a Chimera to serve as a guardian or even a mount.
Oh.
So there's someone more powerful.
I never thought about mounting a Chimera. That's cool.
Totally possible. But... not to put too fine a point on it, but something is big enough or scary enough to command two of these things.
Yep.
Yep.
Six of these, if you count all the heads.
Two of us nearly died in this fight.
So what you're saying is we should push forward with no hesitation.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, you opened up the next door.
I'm out of spells, but this will work out.
I've got one first level spell, and I've got two first second level spells.
Benson's going in. He has 30 health. His dick's hard. Let's go.
Let me just tell you some things about this. So, one neat thing about the Chimera is that depending on the dragon head, it can have numerous different types of breath weapons, which is always cool.
Yeah.
So fire. This one is red, so it had a 30-foot cone of fire. But you could have black, which is a 60-foot line of acid. Mm. Blue, 60-foot line of electricity.
Yeah. Hazard.
Green, 30-foot cone of poison. Or white, a 30-foot cone of cold.
Yeah.
It also had the two-headed strike, attack of opportunity. It also had some other stuff. It had, I'll just tell you all this because you beat them. Dark vision, blah, blah, blah. It also had scent, so like if Kezra had gone invisible,
oh, wow.
It actually still would have been able to find you.
Damn.
I did ponder that.
Going invisible, yeah.
So if you fell unconscious while invisible, that you'd be blinking all over the place.
Yeah.
You have an invisible corpse.
I would like to say I pissed my wife off very recently by referring to the spell Cone of Cold because she's making her own campaign.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, is he going to use cock?
Cock.
Got that cock.
The Chimera also has an ability you could just call three-headed. Any ability that would sever a Chimera's head, such as a critical hit with a vorpal weapon, which you guys don't have, severs one head at random, so you just roll 1d3.
Oh.
Losing a head doesn't kill a Chimera, as long as it has one head left, but it does prevent it from making strikes with that lost head or using the head's breath weapon. So if you happen to roll like a 2 on the 1d3 to cut off the dragon's head, you would at least get rid of like that attack and breath weapon. So
that's cool.
Okay. You guys wanted a vorpal sword in this game.
I mean, yeah.
Good luck.
Everyone does, yeah.
I mean, you think Ben's a good one?
Look, you find a vorpal sword inside one of the Chimeras.
It also has an ability called triple opportunity, which it did not happen because you guys were so like clustered in and you're only taking steps.
Doors.
A Chimera gains two extra reactions each round that it can use only to make attacks of opportunity.
Huh.
It must use a different head for each reaction and can't use more than one of the same triggering reactions. So it can't use three AoEs on the same triggering reaction.
Right.
These things are so fucking dangerous.
Yeah. And the last thing is Draconic Bite, and that just means that it has an extra 2d6 points of type damage depending on the dragon head. So, devastating creatures to go against.
Mm.
So,
from brutes.
Yeah. Benson, you were asking about the room?
The room, I'd like to, one, make an investigation check, but wondering if I could also do a religion check on the walls.
What was your religion check? Did you roll that yet?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I need to find...
Can I do Lord Dragons on the walls?
I'll say that's relevant here, yeah.
Rolled like piss.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what this means.
24 on religion.
It is not enough.
Shame.
I will say that you knowing Draconic, that Kezra and Adalar, as you kind of like read them over for a minute, you notice like that they seem to be prayers to Dahak.
Hmm.
And like you're sort of just getting a vibe here because you can't really like read it. It seems sort of like even archaic to like Draconic even. And it seems that whoever was writing this had seemed to, like, almost find that the center claws were, like, not worshipping right. They weren't worshipping Dahak correctly.
All right,
whoever wrote this saw this as, like, piss-poor, like, representations of, like, what it's like to worship Dahak.
So they're a bunch of posers.
At a certain point, you find something akin to that in the writing.
Okay. Couple questions because I'm trying to sort out my character.
Okay.
I'm at Sicken 2.
Uh-huh.
Can we just say that, like, I just spend some time retching and I get it away?
Yeah, that's totally fine. It takes at least a minute to, like, read these writings. So,
after kind of Benson doesn't get a whole lot from that, Adar is actually going to go back into the other room, grab the Thurible of Revelation that is still lit because it lasts for an hour. Is going to try a religion check.
Oh,
because this is religious writing,
mm-hmm.
I get a, there's like some special stuff that goes along with that, which will come into play if I roll terribly. Maybe not.
Oh.
31.
Damn. 31. Nice. That is enough to know you're able to read a little bit more as you're like deciphering the writing here, and you find that whoever was writing this, they particularly thought that the Charaka and the Boggarts were seen as like useless to Hawk worship. Like they thought they were stupid. They thought they weren't doing it wrong. They thought they didn't belong here.
Man. That person clearly never fought a butcher.
Multiple at the same time.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Maybe the warriors, but...
Can I do a general... I guess it would be perception check just to see if there's anything hidden in this room.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Maybe a Vorpal sword?
Did the Chimera have any equipment on them?
18 on the die.
Oh, okay.
Four.
You do find a Vorpal sword.
30.
No Vorpal sword. Kelly, you're asking about like the Chimeras. They don't have anything. They are beasts. But red dragon scales, they do exist on there, so... If you wanted to take some for some kind of bargaining chip or something like that.
Yeah, slice off red dragon scales.
Yeah.
Off his neck.
Is there anything salvageable off of them, just in general?
Scales, teeth, that kind of thing.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, did I find anything?
No.
You do not find anything. Oh. However, as you're looking around and you guys let it, get kind of quiet in the room, you can hear from the other side what sounds like deeper, darker chanting. And you also hear what sounds like someone whelping and crying, and they are speaking in Draconic. And you hear them, "Please, let me go."
Does it sound like the kobold Hazel?
No, you know that Hazel's in Acrobel.
Oh, right. Yeah. I forgot they successfully traveled.
She somehow wandered over there.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't go in there.
No.
I'm so. But someone's in trouble. Benson, someone's in trouble. Benson.
I was literally about to say, do you translate
this? They're speaking in Draconic.
Ah, you don't know. I don't know.
So I actually look at Kezra and I whisper it, or I speak in Draconic, and I say, sounds like someone's in trouble, but I don't know if my magics can hold up. If Benson knows, he will insist we go in.
Right, so fucking goody two-shoes.
We're here to defeat the Cinder Claws. Individual lives don't matter. There's no way we can go in there.
Oh, agreed. Fucker. If we all die for this one person that does them no good, the sacrifice will save many more lives.
Yes. How many innocents have been killed by this cult? What, one more? It means nothing to me. I'm not dying for them.
Agreed.
We have to retreat.
So Benson, I was looking at these writings on the wall. I was just talking to Kezra about how the writings, they portray the Boggarts and the Charaka as less than.
It's not... Is that antithetical to
is
the
what?
Hawk?
What?
Like them treating the Boggarts and Charaka's less.
No,
than.
No. They didn't really care who, you know.
Right.
If you like to hawk, you're in.
Yeah.
It was just whoever was writing this like very good like Draconic calligraphy almost. Yeah. You were just kind of getting that. So, so somebody has very high standards that the Boggarts and Charaka.
Charaka and Boggarts don't cause enough destruction.
Yeah.
That or
they don't breathe fire. I don't want them here.
But the Dahak's chosen.
I know.
The Charakals that were mutated.
Yeah.
We're too That's weak, and also Kezra clearly cares about innocence. Let's go. You fucker.
Kezra
God
would,
damn it.
Kezra would sacrifice himself or something.
Why
he never knew.
Why did you pick up Draconic?
You don't need to pick up Draconic.
Yes, I think I... Given the words we heard over there, sounds like a great battle lies before us. I say we retreat, regather our strength.
Yes,
and
that sounds quite
well. Those doors down. Buff pony style.
The longer we wait, the more they can prepare. We need to remember that.
Agreed. But my healing is all but spent.
And he kind of, you see like a, like glowing in his hand, but it starts to fizzle and wane. He's like, there's not much left, Benson. As, I can only keep patch your wounds for so long.
As you say that, Benson flicks the blood of the chimera he just killed off his sword, and he looks at the next door like a hungry wolf looking at a rabbit. Hmm. He says, fine.
You will satiate your hunger soon enough, Paladin. But tonight we rest.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Well, Elk's gonna also salvage it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Vimir's automatically eating into one of these things.
I don't want to take too long in here, though.
Oh, no, of course not.
Because, like, they're going to get hungry.
But look, dude, you got, like, a board here. You got three different meats you can try.
Yeah. You got dragon meat, goat meat.
Goat meat. Oh, man.
Oh, so good.
I love goat.
And lion meat.
Goat's pretty good.
Lion meat's probably really gamey. I don't know.
Yeah.
And dragon isn't?
I think dragon will have, like, a weird, like, barbecue taste to it almost because it's, like, pre-cooked almost.
Oh, yeah,
pre-cooked.
Yeah.
It's, like, marinated.
Especially if it's a red dragon.
Yeah, everything about dragons is perfect, so their meat probably tastes good.
I think that's Kezra's opinion.
You'll cut slices off. We'll cut slices off and have dinner tonight, Adelar. All right? How about that? Adelar, right. Try this jerky.
Make it quick. We have to get out of here before they...
I mean, it's only a matter of time till they realize their bodyguards have been taken down.
Yeah.
You guys cut off some bits of the chimera and head out. Do you guys do anything in... I have no idea what fucking time it is. Game anymore. I did count the days you were gone, but I forgot what time you guys were here. So let's just say that you guys are exhausted and fast forward to like 6 a.m. the next morning.
There you go.
That works.
But you guys want to do anything in the night? Do you guys want to prepare anything? Do you guys want to talk tactics? What do you guys want to do? I know you don't know anything about the next room, but you have to imagine it is awful.
Elkwood, you're the one who rolled the knowledge on the chimera, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you told us all about chimera and stuff like that.
Yeah, essentially. Enough of it, right. I guess.
Yeah.
I worry what is in that other room. If what you say is true, Elkwood, then a great creature was able to subdue those chimera.
Yes, it's quite odd that, honestly, they would even follow Dahak, I guess, but, I mean, power corrupts. So, I mean... But the thing is, we don't know exactly what we're walking into.
Exactly.
And I... Like, did you hear anything over there?
I heard what sounded like ritualistic chanting, but I could not quite make it out.
Oh, you asshole.
Benson, what was that?
Oh, wait, do you want me to roll for deception?
Yeah, I could technically roll. It'll be a perception check, right? Just
well, it...
I'm intentionally deceiving, so my deception against your perception.
Oh, passive deception.
Yeah.
Okay.
Passive perception. I got a 25, so what's your passive perception?
That's it.
It's perception plus 10.
Perception plus 10. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's only a 20.
Ooh. Nice.
Right.
Wait, your perception is only plus 10?
Yeah. Wow.
I have zero charisma.
Well, no.
Perception.
Yeah,
perception's wisdom.
Yeah. Perception is basically...
Perception? Oh, I thought you said for deception. Oh, never mind.
He's rolling deception, but it's against your perception DC, so whatever perception...
Oh, gotcha. Right. Let's see here. I guess initiative bonus. What did you roll?
25.
Damn it.
24.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so the... And Adelar, he's clearly concerned, so, like, even though he's short with you, it's probably just... You think it's just that... He feels weak and drained from the
I understand you walked into that just with barely any health left and thought you could shoot moonlight. No, I understand that you feel a little bit weird.
I overestimated my abilities.
Considering the magical traps that were on that door when we came in last.
Yes.
There was clearly a powerful magical user in this building.
Kezra, what happened? That fight. I didn't see you at any time and you stumbled out bloody as hell. What the fuck happened?
I live to fight another day. The magics I possess have saved me once again by the grace of the powerful dragon.
Well, what we're fighting next is not anything that the grace of the dragon can help you with. So how about next time we go into a room, you stay the fuck behind me?
I plan on taking whatever this creature has, all of its power, anything that it has gained, to gain its station here.
Watch yourself, Sorcerer.
Nothing can stop me from getting what I want.
Just Elk's in the middle, just eating. Just a piece of turkey.
Elk's in the middle, just...
just rips off. Oh, it's jerky. It's quite... Mm.
I think we can expect more traps. I think we can expect more fire. I can protect us against those, but we must proceed with caution that we don't enter this fight weakened by whatever this conjurer has stored up for us.
Yes. Conjurer of cheap. Kezra, during the battle, I noticed that... maybe it's the last one. They all blend together. But when that fireball went off, it did not affect you at all. What was that?
I have a powerful spell. If I focus, I envision what I think our foes will use on us. I can counteract it preemptively.
Perhaps we can spend the night. If you could teach me, I think it'd be quite useful for tomorrow. I'm very quick on the uptick, so I think I'd be able to pick it up.
I'll do my best. This stuff, as you know, this stuff comes to me quite naturally.
Elk, I could use a sparring partner. You want to fight?
Sure. Yeah, so I'll spend time.
Why not?
I'll spend time showing Adelar spell immunity.
Alright.
No. Yeah. And the sorcerer has no idea how to actually cast the spell.
Yeah, just do it.
I don't know, I get told by a magic snake and that's how it works.
Yeah. Fireball bad. I don't want to be hit by fireball. You do it.
It's sometimes like you gotta do a wicked kickflip and avoid the fireball.
That's like the Charlie Kelly method right there. I just don't want to get hit by fireball. Fireball bad.
Charlie.
Did you guys see the Mark? I think you sent it to me. There's a 18th feat, the 18th level feat. That it's just, I think it's just called Will It Away.
I don't even think it's 18th level feat. But yeah, it's called like it's not even Will It Away. It's blanking on it. But it's basically like if you're like a more of a magic user and stuff like that, you can use your will DC in order to do a reflex save and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
By just going like. Oh, it was like power over the mind or something. I'm really blanking on, but you could be like, oh, that was a fireball. You're like, that wasn't a fireball. And like, right. As long as you believe that it wasn't a fireball, you take, like, you use your, that as your reflex.
Do you know what that feat's called? It's called fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news. Tactical battle.
It was a psychic feat. That's what it was. Yeah, it was a psychic feat. And literally, if you need to roll a reflex or fortitude save, you can roll your will in place of it.
Yeah, it's absurd.
It's just amazing.
There is no spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what, Benson wants to spar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys spend 30 minutes to an hour sparring, and you guys get a good sleep. You know what, roll me survival, just in case.
Trying his damn AC. Oh, what the hell?
Hitting rest and restore on the ass is always so nice. Mm-hmm.
30, okay.
That's good, because I have plus zero to nature.
There's two diseases I can give you in the woods.
I just want to give you malaria.
Is it malaria?
If we didn't have a ranger or someone who was good in survival, this would actually have been really hard.
Yeah, it would have been fucking rough.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, Adelar kind of negates the whole traveling thing because he knows direction. That just immediately tells you where to go.
Yeah. It's like magic casters are OP.
Well, it tells you where north is.
Yeah, it tells you, but, I mean, from there you can figure out things.
Yeah.
But, and plus I get bonuses from my arrow's head too, so
yeah I forgot about that.
Yep but yeah you have I was trying to find where it is, like the two diseases, because it's like so
I want to say it would probably be malaria, or is yellow fever a thing in this?
I think it was malaria.
Yeah. Malaria has to be one of them.
Yeah, one of them is malaria, and there was another one that I don't remember what it was anymore. But, but yeah. So,
do these mosquitoes have the vid?
Most likely not. All right, you guys wake up the next morning. What do you do?
Benson is going to immediately start preparing. Well, first he prays, as he does every morning.
Okay.
Then he prepares his armor and begins sharpening his swords. And Benson is...
angry.
Yeah. He's ready to kill. He's ready to kill.
He's ready to kill.
Yeah. Elk is doing the same kind of sharpening and stuff like that.
And then an unseen hand lifts him and moves him to the front of the dungeon.
I'm moving you guys back.
You don't know that. We might just abandon the fort and just be like, you know what? We're leaving.
Oh, it's completely empty here.
Kezra does his normal starting off spells, false life, spell immunity.
Fair.
Yeah. Actually, from that point, like while Kezra is kind of doing his thing, like Elk would like to just kind of look and watch him, like secretly, just curious, because it's like he knows that you get powers from something, but he's curious what happens.
Yeah, Adalar is actually kind of spending the morning with Kezra because, you know, you're casting spell immunity, so he's trying to kind of align with your idiosyncrasies of your spell casting, and he casts spell immunity fireball on himself.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
So, just remember, because there is the counteract check that you still have to make with
it.
Yes. Yep.
And Benson hangs Adalar as a witch.
But spell immunity also doesn't wear off.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Multiple fire. It can block multiple fireballs.
Yeah.
And then I think towards the end of it,
Adalar's like, Kezra, do you plan on casting that spell on yourself? One that makes you appear in and out of existence?
I've come to like that spell.
It's saved by
so
us.
I've seen.
In that case, and he takes out his little dagger, makes a little cut, and paints a symbol of blood in your forehead. May our lives be linked in case you find yourself in dire straits. And cast Life Connection.
Thank you, my friend. We will find victory at the end of this.
I know we will.
One way or the other.
Just watching the entire time.
I feel like Benson is just, like, staring at the fort this entire time.
Like, pacing, kind of like in a, like, a, like professional wrestling. You got the person in the back ready to go into the ring, and he's just,
go! Alright.
Psyching himself up.
I am also, alright, now that we're in here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you guys are able to go right through the front door, and then to, you guys are in the, you're in the first chamber in the center. So this is kind of like where you guys get to. What do you guys want to do from here?
I will.
They've closed a bunch of doors, so you've had to give it an open to get in here.
I will cast see invisibility.
Close that one door that got broken.
So I have 10 minutes of see invisibility.
I will cast see invisibility as well.
Spell buddies.
Yay.
We do all the things
Tim,
the same.
Can you say for a second that you did medicine on me in the night?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we healed up. Kezra will spend meticulous time inspecting these doors for traps. Magical traps or whatever. Also, I spell too, because you're good looking for traps.
Thievery for me.
Okay.
Rolled terribly.
Yeah. 25, unfortunately. 26, sorry.
Alright, so, the doors are closed and stuff like that, but you don't see too much different.
I also want to detect magic 30 feet out.
You detect magic on the two doors that had the Wrath of the Destroyer last time.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man. I think these doors are trapped.
Great. Okay. Quite annoying to deal with last time.
Those traps were horrible on Benson. We have to get by them.
What are the walls made out of?
Clay.
Clay.
So technically, couldn't we just break through the wall? Like, part of the wall or something?
The walls do have a hardness and stuff like that. Let me see something really quick.
Yeah, because it was a high DC to deactivate those.
It was, yeah. Addy barely did it.
But old Addy prepared a different spell instead of Death Knell today.
Oh, good.
A little spell known as Dispel Magic.
Yeah, you know that spell you should prepare every day?
Do it. No, you did Death Knell. Made Jake count and deal with a whole bunch of shit.
I didn't. I just said whatever.
Whatever, he's dead. I don't care.
Didn't take your stupid spell. alright, so you want to go up and try to dispel?
I do.
Alright.
So you roll a spell attack against it.
Yeah.
And
I have to beat the DC.
Remember, just lie and tell Jake you rolled a 20.
You have to beat the DC. What level is your detect magic? What level did you prepare it at?
Does that matter?
Yes, it does. It matters for the counteract check because your degree of success is correlated to the level of the spell versus the level of the effect.
Gosh.
So if you want to counteract something really heavy, you want to.
So if you prepared it at level 2, which I'm guessing you did, then it's a level 2 dispel magic.
If it's
Phantasmal Killer, which is at least a level 4 spell, then you will get one degree of success lower.
What if I prepared at level 3?
That's one better.
It's still a level 4 spell.
So I'd have to prepare it at level 4.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just break through the wall.
You'd have to prepare it at level 4 to get the degree of success that you roll.
Benson, get the sledge.
Yep. Turning my shifting weapon.
I know it's crazy. It's crazy, but the spell magic's one of the spells that you have to heighten.
Yeah.
As you get get higher level, because level 2 dispel magic doesn't dispel level 4 shit.
Yeah, like what if we just like right to left of the door, like with the area where I'm marking on the map, we could just break through a hole through it.
You don't have enervation, do you?
Not right now.
Okay. It's just
level 9 shit.
Spell immunity is a level 4 spell. Vital Beacon is a level 4 spell. Mm-hmm. And Enervation is a level 4 spell.
Yeah, don't.
Wait, but Enervation's on the cleric spell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it is. Negative damage.
But you said level 3 wouldn't help.
Level 3 wouldn't. It would.
You'd have to roll high, like extremely high.
Yeah,
well, it's a counteract.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to cut all this out, right? Sure.
No. No.
No, okay. No.
This is
learn
the
suffering
learning.
Of this.
Yep.
Okay. When attempting a counteract check, add the relevant skill modifier and other appropriate modifier to your check against the target's DC. Okay, it's affliction. If it's a spell, use the caster's DC. Okay. For spells, the counteract check modifiers your spell. That's spell modifier.
Come on. He's trying to do the math to figure out his best chances.
All right.
This
is critical success. Counteract the target if its counteract level is no more than 3 levels higher than your effect's counteract level. So, with a level 2 dispel magic, I would have to get a critical.
Yes.
Okay.
This is success. Counteract the target if its counteract level is no more than 1 level higher.
So, a third level dispel magic could work.
Yeah.
Could work with the success.
Yeah, you just need a regular success if you cast it at third. Prepare it at third.
Okay, that's actually good to know.
It is, because failure is counteract the target if its counteract level is lower than your effect's counteract level.
Yep.
So level 4 actually wouldn't. Level 3, level 4 is the same for this.
Yes.
I'd actually have to prepare as level 5 if I wanted
it is a 4th level Phantasmal Killer.
That is correct.
5th level Phantasmal
That's true.
Killer.
They could have upped it.
Again. All right.
So would you allow me to, because I didn't know how that worked, to switch it to level 3? I would have
that's fine.
Higher. Okay, thank you.
He did give you peeps earlier.
That's true.
You know what? Just for the peeps.
Prepare.
I will.
For the peeps.
Preparing the spell peeps. Magic at level 2 at level 8 is not very useful.
Duly noted.
I dispelled it.
Oh. At spell level 8, you're like, I destroyed it.
Okay.
All right. You're rolling your counteract there, Timmy?
Right. I'm going to roll my counteract.
Okay.
I'll watch out. I'll just scream.
Come on. Get it. Get it.
If you roll a 1, I'm going to quit.
Just going to quit the pad.
I'm rolling.
Yep.
The Dice Y.
Hey,
dice.
we've got backup.
Dice Y has never failed us before.
Never. That's not true. That's not true at all.
It has failed us before.
Dice Y failed us.
God damn it!
23.
What was that, fucking 10 minutes of bullshit?
That was a fail.
That's a fail. So it does not get counteracted, but nothing happens.
Benson, break down the wall.
How close do you have to get? In
120
order?
Feet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I did it from a long way
okay,
away.
Okay, so you open up the door and then cast it in from the other room.
Yeah,
okay.
So now I just have to just nail the religion check. Or I die.
Correct, yeah. all right, so you have to get in the room and then we'll get into the combat here.
Just...
So I did place you guys in the room. So you can see the energies, and you know what it looked like last time, and it looks similar. So
can I make a religion check?
Religion check is higher, I think. 14.
Can you just?
I'm just asking if I can roll.
Yeah, right. You can roll, but
because it only deals once in the round.
Yeah,
so
correct.
All of us can try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
I have 3 already.
All right. So we will need to roll initiative, however, when you guys step up into the room. So
wait, should I roll initiative or religion first?
Initiative. initiative, because we have to touch the door to dispel it, yeah.
Touch.
I can't use intimidation for this kid. God damn it.
Use intimidation.
You scared the shit out of that door.
That door was fucking quaking in his boots. It's okay. Not gonna lie, I really wanted that roll I just made to be a religion check, but I guess I can use it for...
At least you go first.
Alright, we'll go ahead and roll for Wrath of the Destroyer. Rolled okay. Benson will be first.
I like how I'm just rolling for the Wrath of the Destroyer God. It's all good. Benson, what'd you roll? 27.
Alright. Next, Elkwood, what did you get?
22.
Whoa. What?
I rolled Perception. I wasn't rolling Stealth.
So. That's true, okay, that's true. Yeah.
Because we just walked in here, and I was just like, oh, yep. Okay.
Kezzer?
29!
Oh, the first time in history.
I know, I think you're going to go first.
Really? Kevin, what'd you get?
Because I got 26.
Oh, my God.
Where it really matters.
I rolled Thievery.
Oh.
How?
Yeah?
Because I knew this was these doors were trapped.
Yep.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, my God.
And that's my roll for disarming the trap.
Go ahead. So as you walk in, all...
You can't just roll that over, can you?
No, because it was four initiative.
Look at how cocky he was for a moment.
26. One less.
Oh, one less than that. And that was a... That was a thievery?
Thievery.
Fail.
Yeah, thievery is like high, I believe.
All right, so that was your turn, Kezzer?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to do anything else on your turn, or you just...
You could try again.
I want to try again.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Just moved up to it.
Got break the door.
Natty 20 coming
you,
up.
As you walk up, you're well prepared now as flames fill the room for each of you guys.
Benson believes in you.
You see the Hawk's head start to coalesce as you try to thievery.
Benson raises his hands in the air and gives his energy to Kezra.
Ouch.
29?
That is a success.
Woohoo!
I wipe that fucking rune off the door.
Use a magic eraser to get that off.
Yep, I get my Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Yeah.
I wipe that bitch off.
Totally cool and clean. You go up and the Dahak's head starts to rise up and you just sort of placate the energies with thievery and just wash it away.
Placate the energies with thievery.
Not today, Dahak.
That's a good sentence.
Awesome.
Your years of selling snake oil are like, that's fake.
Three straight really good rolls.
Yeah.
That was
great.
Well, that was...
That was about to be really bad.
That was the fastest combat we've ever had.
So Kezra wipes away the rune and then just... opens the door.
Opens the door.
I like how you're like, it was the fastest combat we ever had, and it was still probably half the episode.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right, Kezra continues to detect magic as he walks through.
Yeah. All right. As you do get into the next room that where you fought the chimeras, you do start to feel magic beyond the two doors.
Are they open or closed?
All the doors are closed. So if you open the next doors, then the two doors that lead into what you assume to be the final chamber, those are closed.
Wait, did they fix the door? Because the one that the Chimera destroyed.
They sort of just put it back into the doorframe and actually, screw in the hinges again.
Right. They have a really quick handyman.
Yeah.
Someone knows crafting.
Yeah. When you do get to the two doors that you assume to go are in the final chamber, you do feel a lot of heavy magic on the other side.
Okay. Say heavy metal.
A lot of heavy metal.
So I cast Stone Skin on Benson, and Resist Energy Fire on Benson and Kezra.
Let's throw some fucking hands.
And then I cast Heroism on Benson.
Buff
Pony!
Let's go. Oh my God! I think I.
Resist
energy is out.
Oh no.
Benson's melding into the door. He's so excited.
He's vibrating.
Almost all of my spells are already cast.
I know. I'm going through all my top level spells. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a high level magic caster, so Stone Skin won't even matter.
I mean, probably.
You tell me when you guys are ready to open this door.
Hold on. I'm moving from here.
Trying to see if I want to cast more spells.
I mean, if we want to cast one more spell before we break open the door, because I have a spell that lasts a minute, like right before we break open the door, it would be really nice just to have it going.
You'd slap him on the ass as he kicks it open.
the game.
Smack. Get in the game.
You grab his dick and twist it.
Give him the old dick twist.
Give him the old dick twist.
It's a somatic component. I have to.
Look, it says in the spell right here.
You know what? I cast Resist Energy on Adelar and Elk as well.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Sorry. That would be a fourth level spell. I'm not giving you that shit.
You don't deserve that.
You don't earn that.
I was going to do a second level spell. So I will.
If you'd done better in the golem fight, maybe.
Yeah, but, I know. You know.
Whoa.
I should have done better.
Whoa.
I will cast Invisibility on Elk.
Hey.
Gasp.
Invisible.
Give him a little tactical advantage here.
Just tell me when you're ready.
I'm waiting for the 3-2-1 go. I'm busting through.
Yeah,
the
right
door.
Before the 3-2-1 go bust, I'm gonna cast blast.
That's how I have sex. 3-2-1 bust.
It's very fast.
Bust the meaty nuts.
Bust those meaty nuts.
We had the funniest and most vulgar pre-talk to this episode.
I don't see why it's vulgar. You eat the meat out of a nut. I mean,
you're right.
You turned
it
dirty.
It's nut meat. You just ate it.
Are you not entertained? Do you open the door?
No.
Perception.
No. Okay, it's only 6 seconds for perception. That's fine.
Yes. Perception, please.
I'll roll a perception, too.
All right.
Oh, yeah, go roll perception.
Though. Oh, I rolled like shit.
28.
20, that's really good.
Yes.
You hear what Adela heard last time. You don't know Draconic, so you don't understand what they're saying, but you do hear the, oh, you hear a lot of that.
Sounds
and
like gibberish.
You hear, instead of the sort of whelping and like crying that you heard last time, it sounds a lot weaker. Aww. So every now and then you hear
Benson, we have to get in there now.
It's a night of drinking.
As we open the door, I will also cast Haste on Elk.
Ooh, shit.
What were you casting?
I cast Bless.
Honestly, I think Haste would be better on Benson. So, it'll eliminate his movement, like, issues.
I don't know how much he's going to have to move in this room.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty big.
You're the more accurate attacker.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, okay.
So, more.
I can shoot from a distance anyway.
Yep.
So.
So you're invisible and you're hasted.
Yep.
I burst through that fucking door.
He burst through the door.
Kazra will go right door.
All right.
Dude.
This is
what caused the problem last time.
This is what I do.
I buck the trend.
You open the doors. I want to get your reactions.
And there's three chimeras. Oh, Jesus.
That's a big ass room.
What the fuck?
An immense skull of a fossilized dragon looms from the northern wall of the smoky, dome-ceilinged ritual chamber.
Oh my god.
Its hollow eyes flickering with fiery light. Molten gold pours from the dragon's mouth into an immense stone bowl below, an offering basin made from the monstrous dragon's collarbones and shoulder blades. A raised stone slab sits in the center of the boiling metal. A pedestal to offer sacrifices to a dark god. Ribs rise up in the southern portion of the room to support the ceiling, while the hollow space under the skull in the north of the bowl seems to have been furnished as a personal shrine, study, and sleeping nook.
I'm so sweaty.
In the room, the first thing you see is a large red dragon.
No!
Chained to the dais.
The Amadeus.
It appears to be weak and dying with a large crystal in its chest.
What?
Going, please stop.
Huh.
Additionally, you see two Charaka priests, dragon priests, on the west and east side.
Hmm.
Just in front of the red dragon. You see.
Blue.
You see. Oh, let me just go ahead and hit show to players on this artwork.
Holy shit.
Sweet.
This is a bipedal blue dragon with webbed fingers and toes.
Oh boy.
Clawing and chanting.
I was hoping it was going to be a kobold, but you know.
That looks like a straight up dragon, man.
This is so fucking, oh my god, this fight is going to be fucking crazy.
Awesome.
As you guys enter the room, one of the dragon priests stops as he was doing this chanting and somatic components, and he looks at you guys and he points and he goes, Balmazog, they're here.
Oh.
And the draconic woman turns around and goes, fools! How has none of my forces killed you yet? You will die at the hands of the hawk in my power. I would like you all to roll initiative.
Yay!
My God.
So that happened before I rolled initiative, right?
Yes, all of this happened before you rolled initiative.
Okay, so I'm rolling with intimidation.
Rolling with stealth.
I'm so nervous. Let me end the encounter on the last
Jake.
One.
It's a blue dragon. Hold on. I prepared the wrong spell. Spell immunity is worthless.
Yeah, I feel like that was just built this way.
But the dragon piece knew fireball. So.
That's true.
Yes, they did. So let me go ahead and get you guys in here as well. Benson, what'd you get?
17 plus 19.
Oh my god.
Tim? So,
wait, 36?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my I rolled gosh. A 19 plus 17. So Benson crashes the doors down, hears what these priests are saying, and just screams, Balmazar!
That's actually really
good. That was good.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, so cut everything.
Elkwood.
You know?
What did you get?
Modest 35.
Goodness.
With stealth.
Oh, because you're stealthing. Okay.
I'm invisible, too. So.
Yeah. Kezra, what'd you get?
Kezra, he sits back and he looks at Benson's scream and he's just like,
prepare to die, dragon. Everything that has gotten you here ends now and belongs to me.
As I got 12.
Okay.
So I'm very much sitting back and waiting for this combat to come to me.
Alright. And
by design, of course.
Adelar, what did you get?
You've come to the end of the road. This stops today. Our forces are no match. We will defeat you handily.
As I got a 27.
Ooh.
Bam.
Our forces are no match.
Matchless. I always screw up
our
these
forces
moments.
Are no match for... Wait, hold on.
I mean, we're in another league. I don't know. Damn it.
Damn it!
I didn't roll intimidation.
Thought about this all night!
I messed it up.
I fucked it up, man.
All right, let me go ahead and roll for them.
Thought about it all night. Just fucked it up at the end.
Boy.
We're spent.
Rolling for them. Let's see... all right, there we go. So this is going to be a very interesting combat.
I'm sure.
She is going to go first.
What?
Damn.
No way.
I rolled one away from a natural 20 on intimidation, which is a plus 17, and I still didn't beat her.
Should have got the natural 20.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah. You dropped the ball.
She is going to. Let's see.
Oh, wait, did I beat? Because I was intimidating her.
Her will?
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably not, but, you know.
You do beat her, actually.
Yes!
Nice. I feel like you should have with the 30-something.
Yeah, with the 30s, yeah.
35?
36. 36. Yeah, here I am. All right, so let me go and put Frightened on her.
Sure, 19.
Just because.
It'll be useful for her opening round.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
She is going to point her finger at you, Benson. What does she want to
do? Come on.
Oh, no.
Anything other than a control person.
Oh, no.
She does that, we're kind of fucked.
All right. She points her finger and shoots a ray at you as you step into the room.
Oh, no.
I break dance because I learned it from the Chimera and instantly get a natural 20.
she missed, actually.
Good.
It's a green ray, but not that green ray. A light green ray shoots
Feeblement.
Off and it hits the side, and it was Ray of Feeblement, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She shoots it off to the side, and...
Whenever you hear green ray, you just go, ah!
there's like two separate things. It's disintegration and enervation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is usually bad.
Yeah. No, it was Raven Feeblement. She tried to get that off on you really quick. After that, she screams at her acolytes to go after you. Get them! Benson, it is now your turn.
I got a little wacky idea.
You don't try shoving her into the gold?
Yeah, I want to shove her into the gold.
I do it.
Crown for a king.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to shove her into the gold.
All right, so
it's an athletics roll.
So you need to go up and make an athletics roll.
It just runs up.
Boom. I'm sure this is the dumbest thing I could do, but really I want to shove her into gold.
If you die, then we'll leave.
Oh. 26.
Fail.
That's 27.
27.
Heroism.
Just a success then.
Holy shit!
Yay!
Because of your intimidation, it is just a success.
No, yes!
Awesome. Nice.
Yes. Yes. All right, so you shove her to the left or right?
Right.
Right. So you shove her 5 feet to the right into the gold.
She dies, combat ends.
Yeah.
If only.
The Chagra Call just dive in after her to save her and die.
Well, this should be good because now I can talk about what the gold is. The molten gold is maintained by the magic of Doc's fossilized remains.
Wow.
Well, that makes sense.
Within the stone bowl is 3 feet deep. The molten gold deals 46 fire damage. Fire damage to any creature that moves in it.
So it's lava, basically. Almost lava.
Yeah. It's molten gold, so yeah.
How is that not the same as lava? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna question it too much, but I'm like, I imagine like molten metal would be miserable.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Alright, so...
Unless you worship the hawk.
Yeah, then you can just walk in fire.
It's a blue dragon. She's not ready for this.
You go up and shove her into it, and she... Wait, sorry. She was frightened, but that would end at her turn, at the end of her turn.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it would not have been a success then.
Oh, yeah.
She went first.
Yeah.
She went first. Because she's overpowered.
Sorry.
Okay.
Now you know.
Well, now I know, and now I'll just take a regular attack.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Damn it, Jake.
Sorry.
Next turn, she's just going to shove me in the gold, so, you know.
But then your armor would be gold afterwards.
You still take your minus five.
Why would I take minus five?
Shove is an attack.
Athletic.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yep.
You know, 18 on the die, so.
Oh, there you go.
30.
30, that is a hit.
Okay.
Nice.
Fuck you, Kelly.
Good job, Kelly.
Only 10 damage. Oh, God.
All right. So as you go up and hit her for how much damage?
10.
She raises a shield.
Oh, okay.
I'm only allowed to do that. She's cheating.
She raised a magical shield instead. So she put up a shield and bing. So she only takes a little bit of that.
Don't take my thing.
All right, is that the end of your turn?
Yep, that's all I can do.
Okay. Elkwood.
Oh, shit. All right, Elkwood is going to...
You're invisible and you have an extra attack or move.
That is true. So he's going to walk in silently.
I imagine your stealth is incredible, so...
Oh, no, I'm colliding with a wall. I don't know how I'm doing this.
Oh, hold on. I'll move you in.
Yeah, just move
you
in.
There you go.
Left. So I'm invisible. What's going on?
You get into the room.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Because there's a Shavarka Dragon Priest on the west, and then Bumblezog is right there in front of Benson.
Yeah, like, he sees the main baddie right there.
Yep.
But the Dragon Priest, leaving them unoccupied is an issue, because they can get quite nasty with constant barrages of spells.
Yep. Yeah, you fought many of these things before.
Crap.
You want to find out if they're lava proof?
They're definitely lava proof.
Are they though?
I can't shove them anyway. I don't have athletics thing.
That's true, yeah.
Like, remember, I'm all acrobatic.
You're all finesse.
I'm all finesse. So he is going to. Shit. Alright. Yeah, okay. So, because he sees there, Benson's going up to her. Kezra's right there. Adalar's being a coward.
he hasn't moved yet.
I know. He it's not his fault.
You're being a coward over there.
You're being a coward, Adalar. but he does see the dragon priest on the left. Yep. Second action, hunt prey. Third action, and we'll take a two action to just try to take him out as soon as possible.
Well, hold on. So you moved in, and then...
One action. I'm hasted.
Oh, right. So, okay, yep. So the one was from haste.
That is a wonderful 19 on the die, though.
Oh.
And he's flat-footed.
And flat-footed.
Yes, he is.
And that is a plus 19 to attack. So it's a 38 plus whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is certainly a critical hit there.
Fuck.
Yes.
He just shoots him with a bow. I just need to roll. Okay, not the worst.
Do you have critical specialization?
I believe so. Yes, on elf weapons, which short bow kind of contributes to that. So I also, if it's a critical hit, I get deadly on that. So it's an extra d10, but that doesn't count doubled.
Nope.
So, so the damage right there behind. So it'd be 23 damage.
Oh, jeez.
Straight from that, and a. Oh my
That's
God.
Doubled.
That's doubled. And I got a d10. Where's my d10?
Yeah,
I don't use D10s.
Yeah. D10s are a rare one.
An 8.
Nice.
An 8 extra damage.
And he's stuck in place.
Yeah, yes,
and
he is. He's stuck in place.
Because of the critical specialization is fun with the arrows.
Yeah, so that happens, and if...
Now, when he's stuck in place, is it just an action to get out?
It's a DC.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think it's a really
I think it's 15.
DC. It's an easy.
Okay, but it's still an action.
Yeah. There.
DC 15 athletics, I think, is what he can.
Yeah, and what's his face? Vamir is going to move next to Adalar.
Okay.
I cannot see him. Well, I can click on Adalar and actually move him.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dynamic lighting. It's just fun.
okay.
All right.
After that, it is the Chavarka Dragon Priest on the east side's turn.
The east side.
He is going to. He's got a few things he can do here. He is going to try and cast another Ray of Enfeeblement on you, Benson.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But I just said no.
That is going to be a 31 to hit.
No.
So shoots out,
hits the shield.
I say all confidently, even though he was one off.
No.
No.
Oh, crap.
It was not.
It was super easy.
And then he is going to take a few steps up. So he...
God, they're
going to... He is going to shriek and then move up directly in between Benson and Kezra. Next is the other Chavarka Dragon Priest.
I mean, I'm flanked now. It's pretty... Not a bad move at all.
Are you flanked from that position?
I believe so.
Is that a flank?
Yeah, you
are not flanked.
Yeah. I'm not?
No.
Oh,
okay.
No, he is flanked, though.
That's...
He is standing in between the two of you.
Are they on explode?
like a bolt orb?
We don't know what else to do.
All right, so the other one is. Oh, and what's the DC to get unstuck? Because he's got to pull his.
I think
foot
it's
off 15.
Okay,
whatever Kelly 15 says.
Athletics. 15
I'm pretty
athletics.
Sure is what it is. Whatever Kelly says.
I'm pretty sure it's like 35.
Yeah.
he has a 15 to athletics. So yeah. Let's just see if he rolls a natural one. He does not. Yeah. So but he pulls himself off.
It's an action still.
Yeah. So it's still an action, which means he can only really cast a spell here.
Sucker only can cast a spell on his turn. Loser.
In which case, he is going to... another Ray of Enfeeblement, but this time it outlived.
Yeah, of course he goes.
No.
All right.
Once again, Jack.
That is
no.
a 24 to hit.
God, that's a miss.
Doing awful.
Miss.
Let's go.
Okay. That is that. Glad I got the turns out of the way. Adalar.
All right.
It's like you don't want to take their turns.
Does the spell line, does it start from you or the next square over?
It should start like in whatever square you are facing.
So I'd be like
this would be like a line spell if I was like right here.
So, if you're standing in front of Kezra, then it would start, if you're going that direction, it would be whatever square you are, in whatever direction you're facing.
So this would be like a line, essentially.
Yeah. So if you're standing directly in front of Kezra, it would be a line directly up to, directly west up to the Chowarkov priest.
Gross.
Oh, you're trying not to hit Benson? What are you trying to do? Give me a little insight into the head of Adalar.
Money.
Wait, he just wants to dive right first into that pool of molten gold.
Right there says you're not hitting Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. So if you stand on the edge of the molten gold basin.
And you dip your hands into it, you're like, yes, gold. I've never seen so
what,
much.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
You know what they say? Only a hero would make such a foolish move.
Oh.
So I move right.
You want to move right there on the edge of the basin?
Right here.
Okay.
Wait, what? I collided with the wall.
Yeah, no, I moved you.
Why are you that close?
Okay, so Adalar moves.
I have enough movement to get there in one action.
Why is your token upside down?
Because he's walking backwards.
He's moonwalking.
Okay. Some people here use mouse pads, or the actual laptop mouse pad, and every time if you do it, roll wrong.
Yeah, and tell him, war's hell.
I don't have a mouse. And Adalar's hands glow with the same kind of necrotic energy that they did many battles ago when they sucked the life out. Uh-huh. But instead of sucking the life out with a bell, you just see an inky black line cut through Belmazog and Charaka Dragon Priest. And I need both of them to make me a fortitude save.
All right. I will do Belmazog's first. Because she's first in the line here.
And she's super swole.
She is super swole.
Sleek.
25.
Fail.
Oh, that's a fail.
Wow.
That's a big fail.
Fail.
All right. Okay.
What about the Charcopter Dragon Priest?
I mean, are they really that important?
I mean, kind of still. They can still shoot fireballs.
18 on that one.
Ooh. Oh, another
both
fail.
Fails. Both fails. All right.
Both fails. Let's go. That was 3-1.
Wow.
This is going to be huge.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I think I know what spell it is, and I'm not going to like it.
Enervation.
Yeah.
Has racked their bodies, and they will take 4d8 persistent negative damage, and both of them are drained 1.
Uh-huh.
Huge yeah. win.
Huge.
This was after the moon thing when you tried to do that chimera? No, this was a win. Yeah, this was a fucking win.
Drained on both of them. Okay.
And I got a +2 to my AC because I'm next to old Benson.
Hey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. You're indestructible.
Okay.
An indestructible master of war.
All right, so the persistent takes place on their turn?
On their turn. Okay. Top of their turn.
Got it. All right, so they got the drained on. It lowers their HP automatically, mm-hmm. which is
yep.
nice. Okay, cool. All right, is that the end of your turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the dragon in the center, as he's sort of just like laying there chained down and with a giant crystal in his chest, he just turns to you, Benson, and he's just like,
please, free me. I can help.
He's weak.
What's he saying?
He's begging for freedom.
Is he saying in Draconic?
No, it's common.
Oh, damn. Well, yeah. He speaks common. All right. Good for him.
This is a red dragon. Dragons speak many languages.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But this is a red dragon.
It is a large red dragon, yeah. It has to be weird knowing that... No, I don't want to update right now for the computer. It has to be weird knowing that you come in and see a red dragon and it's begging for help.
Yeah.
Under what is, you know, by connection, like his father, like, you know, very distant, you know.
Dahak.
It's very strange.
This thing is clearly in pain.
Yeah. It is chained down. It molten gold is being poured over it. And
Jesus.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, it can be burned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but like I said, there's a large, like, crystal in its chest.
It's uncomfortable.
It's, like, glowing. Kezra, your turn.
Kezra will activate his dragon claws
And he will cast True Strike, and he will attack this priest in front of him.
All right. Priestess, by the way.
Priestess.
Oh, so, sorry. You mean the Charmer called Dragon Priest?
Yes. Yeah. He's going to swipe out.
Okay.
One was a crack die. Ooh, a natural 18 and a natural 15.
Oh, damn.
Let's go. Hey.
So it'll be 33 against the flanking creature.
33 against that. That is just critical hit.
Oh, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Because of flanking. Sweet.
All right.
Just crit your way to success.
Are you hitting with the claw?
This is the Cinderclaw Gauntlet.
Yes. I
With the electrified Cinderclaw Gauntlet.
They're like, wait, that's ours.
Hey, give that back.
So that will be 16 damage.
Uh-huh.
And it has to roll a fortitude save.
Yep, because of that thing. Fortitude save... Not bad. Let's see what they actually roll. 22?
It succeeds.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Okay.
Gets the acrid smoke.
Yep.
22 succeeds.
Yeah, it's a DC 19.
Oh.
It's tied to the weapon.
Yep.
That's fairly low.
Is that the end of your turn?
That's the end of my turn.
Nice. Smacked him.
So something strange happens. The eyes in the gems of Dahak's skull.
Oh no. Whoa. It's a totem! It's a pillar!
As two eye beams shoot out.
It's a pillar! It's the boss Shit. Pillar!
It's one the of them boss. At Benson, one of them at Adalar.
No! It's the boss pillar!
Both of them at me!
Oh god, we didn't think about this.
No.
We thought we were done with the pillars.
Yep, a pair of magical gems inside the dragon's skull's eye sockets act as magical sensors with a 30-foot radius.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so they sort of just like, they sort of glow, and then you see the energy rise up, and then...
Oh my god.
God, you guys have some
Teacher,
reason.
I am 35 feet away.
The I-beam, however, can reach the whole room, so...
Shit.
However, I was waiting to see what Elkwood would do, because if Elkwood went in within 30 feet and he was invisible, it still would have shot him.
Oh, of shit.
Yeah.
So, he's invisible.
I was wondering.
Oh.
Yep.
You rolling something?
No, it is attack rolls from this thing. So, first one on Benson, 37 to hit.
Yep, that is.
Of course it does.
That is 33 points of fire damage.
Uh-oh, for Adam.
Minus 10.
Minus 10. So
just energy. And Adalar is probably going to get hurt pretty bad.
Yep.
25 to hit.
Oh, it's just my AC.
Just
Wait,
your AC.
Wait, you're next to Benson.
Yeah, that's the plus two.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
You still have,
oh, that's with the plus two?
Yeah.
You got a little resist energy.
I do.
24 points of fire damage.
19, teacher.
This is fucking bad.
This is so bad.
This is so
Adalar,
bad.
Get back, Adalar.
You see... Belmazog, seeing the I-beam shoot out, she goes, yes! Dahak, give us the power to destroy these non-believers! I'll see you guys next time.
Ciao!
Whoa!
And here we go.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timmy from the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. You may also know me as the voice of Adalar Vaynor, Cleric of Avatar. You might not know, but we are all over the internet. We have a Twitter, @DragonPunchPod, Facebook, Dragon Punch Squad Pod, and Instagram, Dragon Punch Squad. If you want to join our fantastic Discord, full of great people, supportive, budding GMs, players, got discourse, add us on Twitter for an invite link and we'll be sure to get you in. Also, speaking of our Twitter, we have a link tree that links to all of our links to, you know, the Facebook, the Instagram, everything. Oh yeah, and did you know we have merch? DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. We got anything you could ever want. We got hats. We got shirts. We got mugs. You want it? It's there. Also, if there's something that you want that's not there, just shout us out. We could probably get it in the shop. And finally, be sure to spread the goodness of the DPS to your friends and family. Word of mouth. Also, leave us a 5-star review on the podcasting app that you use. That helps us a ton for discovery so that other people can hear the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. All right, that's enough of that. Keep punching, punchers.